It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salu. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and as always, a great privilege to be here by means of radio to share with you the wonderful account of God's love and how He commended His love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 10 today. That's Hebrews chapter 10. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Joyful Sounds from Shining Light Baptist Church in Greensboro, North Carolina. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us is titled The Lighthouse.
There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea, and when I'm tossed, oh, it sends out a light, a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness will safely lead me on. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would sail no standing around, but my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time
on a hill.
Jesus is the lighthouse. We find in the book of Matthew, chapter number 5, where Jesus said, verse number 14, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." Now Jesus declared that those who know the Lord as their Savior are the lights of the world. But who is the light that gives us our light? We find in John 8:12, where Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." And my friend, to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior means we are given the light of salvation, the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when he says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven," Jesus is saying, "Let the world see me in your life." Now, the idea of letting the world see Jesus in our life means that as we live our lives, we ought to live it in the will of God. Thank God for the lighthouse. For in the darkness of our sin, the light of salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ, was presented to the world, given so that we might have everlasting life if we accept Jesus as our personal Savior. Now, my friend, if you do not have the light of salvation that the Lord Jesus Christ offers by his death, burial, and resurrection, and you would like to have someone share with you how you can receive this gift, please call me. I would count it a great honor to be able to share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. My number is 919-563-6753. We would also invite you to be in our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. Our services start with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship is at 11 o'clock. Our evening worship is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Just a note, next week is Father's Day. My friend, if you do not have a church home, we would like to invite you to the services in our church next week for our Father's Day services. Next week, our Father's Day services will be at 9:45 for Sunday school. Our Father's Day service will be at 11 o'clock in the morning, and then we'll have no night service on Father's Day next week. So if you don't have a church home, come be with us at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina, at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We invite you to be with us here for all the services next week for Father's Day, but don't wait till next week to be with us unless you're providentially hindered. Be with us this morning at Tabernacle Baptist Church for Sunday school at 9:45. We also have a website. If you'll go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you how you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and what the Bible has to say about it, and also written material that will share with you how you can start growing in the Lord and living for the Lord once you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 10. Let's listen to another song by the Joyful Sounds from Shining Light Baptist Church in Greensboro, North Carolina. The name of the second song that they're going to sing for us is titled Miracle in Me.
But by faith I now can realize there's a miracle in me, and I have never seen the thousands fed or the blind made to see.
The miracle of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But there is also the miracle of salvation. As Jesus was raised from the dead, so we are raised in newness of life. Listen to Romans 6:4. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. The miracle of salvation. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. The miracle of the new birth in John chapter 3 reflects the passage in 2 Corinthians 5:17, where we are made new creatures in Christ. Our souls are made brand new. We have that miracle of salvation in our souls when we ask Jesus Christ to be our personal Savior. This salvation that Jesus bought for us, that we receive by faith, is a salvation that is permanent. This salvation, which is called everlasting life and eternal life, indicate a salvation that once we receive it, can never be taken away from us because we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. And as we've mentioned a few minutes ago, we are made new creatures in Christ. Listen to this last song by the Joyful Sounds from Shining Light Baptist Church in Greensboro, North Carolina. The name of this last song is titled, "He'll Never Let Go of My Hand." In John chapter 10, as Jesus spoke about the position of those who receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. If you go back up to verse number 25, Jesus answered them, "I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." Verse number 28, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, asking Him to be their personal Savior, not only are given eternal life, not only shall they never perish, but Jesus said, "No man shall pluck them out of my hand." And then He said, "My Father is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." Knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior means that you are safely in His hand. My friend, He'll not only never let go of your hand, He will never let go of any part of you. No man can pluck you out of His Father's hand. No man can pluck you out of His hand. When you have eternal life, you can't lose it, or it wouldn't be eternal. If the promise is made, "They shall never perish," that means that you cannot lose your salvation, because if you did, you would perish. Jesus made the promise that those who believed would not only have eternal life, not only would they never perish, but no man would pluck them out of His hand. No man would pluck them out of His Father's hand. We're going to Hebrews chapter number 10. Starting with verse number 12, we're talking about Jesus here, but this man, after he'd offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. You see, Jesus' sacrifice was not only accepted by God, it was the only sacrifice that would ever be accepted by God to give everlasting life. Here Jesus gave Himself as a sacrifice, dying on a cross, shedding His blood to buy salvation for us. He was buried, and then He rose again the third day. This bought salvation. And because of the fact that Jesus is now seated at the right hand of God, we see that this would be a salvation to which nothing could be added. His salvation is perfect. His salvation is eternal. And after Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, He would sit by the Heavenly Father to intercede for us. There would be no need to add anything else to the salvation that He had offered through His death, burial, and resurrection. Verse number 13 says, "From henceforth, expecting till His enemies be made His footstool." We see in verse number 13 a reminder that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You see, Jesus is the King of kings and Lord of lords. If you have received Him as personal Savior, then you need to allow Him to be Lord of your life as well, giving your life as a living sacrifice, allowing Jesus to be your Lord. But there will be a time when Jesus will show Himself in all of His power, and every knee shall bow to Him as Lord, not as Savior at the great white throne judgment. But everyone that's lost will have to declare that Jesus is Lord. There will be a time that all of His enemies will be made His footstool. Verse number 14 says, "For by one offering He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified." Now you notice the wording here. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, when you accepted Him as Savior, you were perfected forever. You were sanctified, set aside because of the salvation of Christ, and you were made perfect in his salvation. It is not you that is perfect. It is his salvation that is perfect. And his salvation, the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ, saves eternally. And that offering of the Lord Jesus Christ hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. My friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, the only way that you can have that everlasting perfection is by receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You can have this perfect salvation that Christ has offered by confessing that you are a sinner, repenting of your sin, and then asking Jesus Christ to save you. My friend, it is the only way that you can have salvation of soul, because God only accepts what Jesus did for salvation when you ask him to save you. This is what Jesus said: I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you're going to get saved, you have to come by way of the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving him as your personal Savior. Now, my friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you have much to be thankful for, and you also have opportunity to live for the Lord in thanksgiving, in joy, in the blessings of the Lord. My friend, you need to rejoice and be glad in it, serving the Lord with gladness through your life. God saved you so that you might have joy in your heart and rejoicing in your life as you give yourself as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And my friend, if I can help you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you. But whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."